Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Vicky, and I'm calling you back on behalf of customer support. There was a message to return your call. How can I assist you today?
I'm calling about this offer you sent me in the mail. I want to know what car it's going to.
May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please? Sir?
Yeah.
May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
49612.
Thank you. One moment. What's your first and last name?
Alba Moran.
Okay, I don't see it. I don't see an account for you, sir. Can I try a phone number instead?
You want my phone number?
Yes, sir. I don't see an account with that zip code. He didn't pull up an account, so I'd like to try a phone number instead.
I've had it for years.
Sir?
49612?
Yes, sir. It didn't pull up an account. May I try a phone number instead?
Phone numbers 1-231-676-0957. This is our zip code.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not your zip code, sir. It just didn't pull up an account.
God dang it, they got it.
Okay. And neither did that phone number. Can I try an email address for you? Hang on just a moment. So let me try something else first. Hang on just a second.
Yeah, you better be, because I'm not giving you an email address. I don't have one.
All right, sir. Well, there's no other way, unless you give me the first six and last four of the card, there's no other way I have to verify your account or pull up an account. That's just the way we use, ways we use to locate an account. You reached a third-party call center, sir. I don't know what you ordered or which vendor you're affiliated with. I'm trying to locate your account, sir. The phone number you gave me did not pull up an account, nor did the zip code.
One moment, please.
Sure.
I've got two cars. They both got serious XM in them.
They have what, sir?
They have both got Sirius XM in them.
Sirius XM? Okay, what?
XM radio.
Okay. Is that who you think you're calling?
If it ain't, I'm going